Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We're thankful and appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, because we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and divine word. We hope that you listen and carefully consider the things that we say. And if for whatever reason you agree or don't disagree with things that we say on the program, we'd like to hear from you. And if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time on the program and study, we'd like to hear from you as well. Either way, you can contact us by the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, I deplore what's happened, or should I say what is happening, to baseball. I've always thought that it takes the best athlete of all to play the game of baseball. It takes not only athletic ability, but it takes mental prowess to play the game too. Then there's the schedule. Over 160 times a year, they play the game. That takes stamina, lots of stamina. The strategy of the game has always held a strong fascination for me as well. There's just a lot to the game of baseball. But there's a huge black cloud over the game. Steroids. A dirty word. A word that speaks of cheating and cheaters. Players want the big contract, the big records, the big accolades, and so what do? They cheat. It has done what may well be irreparable damage to the game. Players that have set records now have the records tarnished by the possibility that they're taking performance-enhancing drugs. Drugs like testosterone, salves, lotions, constructed mainly with anabolic steroids, pep pills, human growth hormones, and other substances that are designed to give them an advantage. Now to hit the ball further. They have a greater degree of physical stamina. They have a greater enthusiasm at game time. And they could do things that, without these enhancements, they could by no means otherwise accomplish. But the fact is, they cheat. Now who knows who is and who isn't? You know, they've learned to hide the use of the drugs, to disguise them so that they're not easily detected, to use them in a way that keeps them under wraps. Now we don't know if that home run record was real, or if it was done by cheating, or the base stealing record, or the run batted in title. Now we don't know if that most valuable player award was earned legitimately, or if the award came by cheating. It breaks my heart what's happened. Do you know why it's going on? See, baseball not only wants good shortstops, they want good shortcuts. That's why. They want an easier way to do it. They want something they can take that will deny or take away all of the hard work that it takes to build up the body legitimately. They want something that will stimulate them when the body is not ready to be stimulated. And they want money, more money, and more. They want a shortcut. And so, they cheat. But you know, baseball is just a game. I know it's called America's favorite pastime. And it is just that, a pastime. But friend, cheating is serious business, even in a game. It says something about who and what we are. It speaks graphically to what has happened in our society, and if we allow it to continue. It says something about who and what we are and what we've become. Will we accept this as just part of the game? Well, I certainly hope not. But you know, there are other areas where shortcuts are both desired and used. Religion has always had those that wanted shortcuts. Take Nadab and Abihu. We read about them in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. They apparently didn't want to do it God's way, and so they took an easier, a shortcut, if you please. Then there's King Saul. He couldn't wait for God's way to unfold, so he took a shortcut, taking matters into his own hands, doing it his own way. And we read about him in 1 Samuel 15. Even Moses disobeyed God when, instead of getting water for the people God's way, he decided to take a shortcut, doing it instead his way. And we read about that in Numbers chapter 20. The problem with Ananias and Sapphira that we read about in Acts 5, it's the same as those in the Old Testament. They wanted the praise, so they took a shortcut in order to obtain it. Modern day religion wants a shortcut as well. Just accept Jesus as your personal Savior. That is no less a shortcut than these cases that we've just mentioned. It comes short of what God said is necessary to salvation. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Acts 22:16, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Faith only is a most wholesome doctrine and full of comfort. That's a line from one of the most famous denominational creeds. But it's a shortcut. There is no Bible verse that says faith only ever saved anybody. In fact, there is plenty of Bible evidence that faith only does not save. James chapter 2, verse 22. Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And then in verse 24, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. You know, most of the television evangelists today, they promise shortcuts to health and to wealth. Things that the Bible nowhere makes mention of. In fact, the opposite of what they say is true. We were hearing James a moment ago. Let's go back up to chapter 1 and notice what we read in verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Notice, too, what we read in 1 Peter, in chapter 4, there at verse 16. For this reason, the gospel was preached also, and let me get on the right verse, I'm sorry, verse 16. That if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this manner. You know, priests that took a vow of celibacy, they've shown themselves experts at taking sexual shortcuts. Friends, there are no shortcuts. You do it God's way, or you suffer the consequences. Now, let's see if I can bring that home to us if it is that we profess to be Christians. There are no shortcuts for the Christian either. Just because you've been baptized doesn't give you a box seat in heaven. The Christian has to work and work hard. In 1 Peter chapter 1, notice verse 10. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come to you. But then it's in Galatians chapter 6 that we read these words, beginning with verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he that sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Notice Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And one other one, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, here's what we read. In verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. People who don't attend services and they try to learn and are to learn in the attending of those services, they're looking for a shortcut. Why do I have to come on Sunday night? Well, that's just an effort to make religion easier. People who just come and give a little and think that they're satisfying God, they've not taken the time to see that such scant activities are little more than efforts to take the easy way out. That can't work. And we as Christians can't do our work by proxy. And those that merely warm a pew, they've not seen that assembling is a means toward becoming better through worship and learning, not a shortcut to heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 24, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That verse is teaching, if it teaches anything at all, that the disciple of Jesus must give himself, all of himself, to the Master. Christ will not accept second place. He will not allow shortcuts. You know, how many more will have their records tarnished and their natural abilities questioned in baseball, even eventually having a heuristic by their name in the record books when it comes out that steroids were being used by them? And further, the players that didn't cheat, they worked hard. They were naturally good players. They suffered the consequences of their cheating teammates because no one knows if the record was because of good ability and hard work or cheating. Friends, there should not be any shortcuts in baseball, and there will be no shortcuts in religion. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or not. Friends, both produce no good in the end. Shortcuts in sports, and much more so, shortcuts in religion. Our time is up. We thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.